奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享，有关于服事方面的教训。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we share the teachings that are related to teachings of Jesus. The teachings of Paul.
那今天我们这个 NYST 呢，要跟大家查考有关于保罗的服事。
NYST today we will study the servitude of Paul.
那我们在这个六个时间里面呢，要来跟大家分享有关于保罗他如何醒悟的。
During these six classes, I'll share about the awakening of Paul.
然后保罗他醒悟之后他的感谢。
His gratitude after he had awakened.
他开始服事神的时候，他有很多挑战。
When he started serving the Lord, he had encountered many challenges.
然后他从神那边得到秘诀。
And from there, he received a secret.
每一个困难他都解决了。
He was able to overcome all of his difficulties.
那我们今天在教会服事里面，我们要效法保罗，他给留给我们的榜样。
And as we serve in the church today, we have to imitate the example that Paul left for us.
然后最后，我们要能够达到服事的目标，就是永不疲倦。
And lastly, we must be able to achieve the goal of servitude, which is to never be weary.
那这个就是我们这六个时间里面所要分享的有关保罗的服事。
And this is what we will learn pertaining to the servitude of Paul in these six classes.
那下午这个时间要来谈谈保罗他的醒悟。
In this afternoon, during this time, we will learn about the awakening of Paul.
保罗的醒悟是他信主之后，他去回顾他以前所过的路，他才发现他以前有多么愚昧。
After Paul had believed in the Lord, when he thought, looked back to how he was before, he realized how foolish his servitude was.
可是，在他没有醒悟以前，他觉得他非常热心。
However, before he was awakened, he felt he was very zealous.
我们今天我们的生活就像一个阶段一个阶段一直往前推进。
Today in our lives, it is like many different stages, and we are moving forward gradually.
当我们年纪越大的时候，我们回过头去看我们过去所走的路，有时候我们也会跟保罗一样，有一个为什么以前会这样子。
And for us today, when we move on in these different stages, we may look back and think, why did I do something like that?
我们是否曾经，当我们改变之后，回过头去看我们过去，会不会觉得说，哎呀，我以前好傻。
When we look back at the things that we have done, do we sometimes think I was very foolish?
在我们的服事过程当中，有时候也会这样子。
It is sometimes like that in our servitude.
当我跟你们一样年纪，在二十岁左右的时候，曾经也是在教会里面很热心服事神。
When I was around your age in my 20s, I also felt I was very zealous serving the Lord.
但是有一些事情，现在想想，当时候真的应该是说很没有智慧。
And now when I think back, I feel a lot of the things that I did were, for looking back, I thought they were unwise.
就是那时候以为自己很懂，其实自己是很不懂。
At that time, I felt like I knew a lot, but in reality, I did not.
所以对教会的一些事情，有时候有一些意见或者一些看法，其实是不正确的。
So I had some opinions and views about the church that were not correct.
但是很感谢神的是，因为我们从真理里面学习之后，回头过去看的时候，发现说以前其实不够好。
But I thank God that, when you look back, then.
就是我们现在已经从学习更多真理以后，我们回过头去看我们的过去，才觉得说以前真的是不懂真理。
Now that we learn more about the gospel and we look back, then we'll realize that we did not know that much about the truth before.
那这个改变是因为我们已经学习了真理之后，回过头去看才知道以前是不懂的。
And now that we have learned the truth now, we know that we did not know that much back then.
但是如果我们没有继续在真理上下功夫，我们又会一直以为自己是对的，自己是很懂的。
But if we do not work hard in learning about the truth, then we will always think that we know what is right.
那保罗就是一个非常明显的例子。
And Paul is a very clear example.
那我们如果看腓立比书第三章，请看腓立比书第三章。
Let us look at Philippians chapter 3.
看看以前的保罗是怎么样的人。
Let us look at what kind of person Paul was before.
第三章第四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 4.
第四节到第七到第六节。
Verse 4 to 6.
来读一下。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 4 to 6. 4. Though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. 5. Circumcised on the 8th day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. 6. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for a legalistic righteousness, faultless.
好，第七节。
7. But whatever was my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
Okay. 这里是保罗他是谁，他自己做一个介绍。
Here Paul is introducing who he was.
他说按肉体上来说 他是可以夸口的, 他是对自己很有自信的。
It says pertaining to the flesh, there is much to boast about, and he has much confidence.
是标准的以色列的选民。
He is the model Israelite, chosen Israelite.
贝拿饼支派, 希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
From the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews.
第八天受割礼。
Circumcised on the 8th day.
每一件律法上规定的事情都完成了。
Everything pertaining to the law he has fulfilled.
对律法上来说，他是一个法利赛人。
Pertaining to the law, he is a Pharisee.
表示说他是对律法很懂的人。
That is to say, he is very familiar with the law.
他觉得律法要遵行才有办法得救。
He believes that you have to act in accordance with the law in order to be saved.
特别说对热心来说，他是逼迫教会的。
And according to the for zeal, he persecuted the church.
他认为逼迫教会表示就是热心的表现哦， 爱神的表现。
He thought that persecuting the church was a manifestation of his love for God.
他说就律法上的义来说, 他是无可指责的。
And it says, as for legalistic righteousness, he was faultless.
表示说, 如果就律法上来一条一条检查, 没有人能够指示他有任何错。
That is to say, if you were to go point by point in the law, nobody could find fault in him.
然后保罗他说他是罗马人。
And Paul said that he was a Roman.
在当时候他是第一等公民的。
At that time, he was of the best citizenship.
所以从宗教上来说, 从社会上地位来说, 他都非常的好。
From the point of religion, education, and in this world, he was the best.
在提摩太前书第一章十三节, 请看一下。
Let us look at 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书一章十三节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief.
我以前是亵慢神的，是辱骂人的，是逼迫人的。
I once was a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man.
他是当时候是一个非常热心的人呢。
At that time, he was an extremely zealous person.
那后来他在自己这样的一个热心呢？ 他信主以后，他跟以色列人他的同胞这样子分享。
After he believed in the Lord, then he reflected about his zeal.
使徒行传22章。
Acts chapter 22.
22章，看第二节。
22 verse 2.
第二节。
22 verse 2. When they heard him speak to them in Aramaic, they became very quiet.
三节。
Then Paul said, 3. I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers and was just as zealous for God as any of you are today.
好, 保罗说他是生长在大树, 哦, 生在大树, 长在耶路撒冷城。
Paul says that he was born in Tarsus and brought up in the city of Jerusalem.
在当时候, 最出名的律法师的门下受教育的。
And he was under the most famous teacher of the law.
是按着祖宗严谨的律法受教。
And he was trained in the law of our fathers.
他说他热心侍奉神。
He says that he was zealous for God.
他说像当时候每一个人要想要逼迫他人是一样的。
And those who wanted to persecute him were just the same.
那保罗他当时候是 跟同时候比起来是特别突出。
And he especially stood out compared to those around him.
他同时代的人很少有像他这样积极要迫害基督徒的。
For those who were his contemporaries, there were very few who wanted to persecute.
他这样子很有自信的说他比别人更热心。
For him, he could confidently say that he was more zealous than other people.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
看加拉太书第一章。
Let us look at Galatians chapter 1.
第十三节,
verse 13.
十三节,
verse 13 and 14. 13, for you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. 14, I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my father.
好，当时候他说我比其他的人都更长进，为我祖宗的遗传更热心。
At that time, he said that he was advancing in Judaism beyond many of his own age and was extremely zealous.
那他是为什么热心？他说为祖宗的遗传哦。
And he said why he was extremely jealous for the traditions of my fathers.
他不是为了神的真理热心的。
He was not zealous for the truth of God.
那可是他又说，他是由律法上的义来说是无可指责的。
However, he also says that he is faultless pertaining to the law.
那
and the righteousness
他的热心表现在他极力的要逼迫教会。
And his zeal is portrayed in his persecution of the church.
那他怎么逼迫教会？在使徒行传里面讲得很清楚。
How did he persecute the church? It is described in detail in the book of Acts.
从使徒行传第八章。
Starting from Acts chapter 8.
第九章。
9.
到第二十六章。
Up until Acts 26.
他当时他怎么说他自己？他逼迫的手段是怎么样用的呢？他用什么手段来逼迫教会呢？
How did he describe himself when he persecuted the church?
我们看一下。第二十六章，使徒行传二十六章。
Let us look at Acts 26.
看他的作为啊。
Let us see his ways.
第十一节，哦，第十节。
Verse 10, 26 verse 10.
从第九节到第十一节哈。
Starting from verse 9 to 11.
第十二节，对，到十二节哈。
To 12. 9. I was too convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. 10. And that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the saints in prison, and they were put to death. I cast my vote against them. 11. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. In my obsession against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them. 12. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests.
Amen. 这里说，他说他以为我应当要多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
Here he felt that he ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
那他说他用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话。
And he said he tried to force them to blaspheme.
所以这个主耶稣的这些信徒本来是不会说亵渎的话的。
These Christians of Lord Jesus at first did not say words of blaspheme.
是保罗用一些刑求的方式，就是逼迫他们，让他们说一些不该说的话。
However, Paul used coercion and persecution to force them to say things they weren't supposed to say.
哇，这个如果是现在的话，早就应该把他关起来了。
If it was today, he would have been locked up.
即使是警察、军人都要被关起来。
In fact, if you are a police or someone in the military, you would be locked up.
但是当时候大祭司是很挺的保罗的。
However, at that time, the high priest was very supportive of Paul.
所以保罗他才有办法变成一个逼迫教会的人。
That is how Paul was able to turn into someone who persecuted the church.
他是一个亵渎神的人。
He is someone who blasphemes God.
他后来反省他自己，他自己竟然是这样一个罪魁啊。
And when he thought back, then he realized he was such a shameful sinner.
那保罗他这些想法，他这些领悟啊，他是后来信主以后才一个一个跑出来的，他自己都一个检查知道说，我怎么会这样子
？And these thoughts and awakenings were only started to appear one by one after he believed in the Lord, and he thought, how could I have been like this?
那为什么保罗他会这样
？Why did Paul act in such a way?
你想一个人如果很热心、对律法很懂的人，他为什么会像保罗这样的表现呢
？If someone is very familiar with the law and is very zealous, why would they behave in the same way that Paul did?
当时候不是保罗，只有。当时也不是只有保罗他最懂律法。
At that time, it wasn't just Paul who understood the law.
很多人他们都很热心在敬拜神的。
Many people were zealously worshiping God.
可是为什么就是保罗他就这么特别
？However, why was Paul so special?
为什么他觉得要这样子逼迫这些基督徒，让他们说亵渎的话，然后把他们关起来才叫做热心
？Why did Paul feel that zeal was to persecute the Christians and lock them up?
他的背后一定有一个很强烈的动机让他这样做的。
He must have had a very strong motivation and drive for this.
而且他深信这样做就是对的。
And he believed deeply that if he did this, then it would be right.
那保罗这个作为要让我们今天想起，我们有时候在做神的工的时候，我们又以为我们这样做是对，但其实是错，只是我们不知道。
What Paul has done has led us to think that many times when we do holy work, when we do things that we think are right, might be wrong.
那保罗他错误的这个观念呢、啊，是怎么来的
Paul's concept of being wrong, where did this come from?
加太书第一章的第十三节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 13.
加太书一章的十三节，他以为，刚才我们读过的。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. He had previously thought.
他说，他以前是比他同侪的人更热心，更长进。
He was more zealous than those around him.
他认为逼迫教会就是对神的热心。
He felt that persecuting the church was being zealous toward God.
这件事情，当时候主耶稣已经预言过了。
And this matter, Jesus had already prophesied.
因为约翰福音第十六章，主耶稣就跟当时候的门徒这样说了。
Because in John chapter 16, Jesus already said to the disciples at that time.
人家要杀害你们，就是以为对神热心。
People will harm you because they feel that this is zeal toward God.
那他这个热心，其实后来保罗他自己说，不是按着真知识。
This zeal, Paul later says that it was not based on true knowledge.
因为等到他醒悟以后，他去看他的同胞，他觉得他们以前这些同胞跟他以前是一样的。
After he awakened, he realized that those who were his contemporaries were just the same as he was before.
所以罗马书第十章里面。
So in Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第一节。
10 verse 1.
第一节到第四节。
10 verse 1 to 4. Verse 1, brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved. 2, for I can testify about them that they are zealous for God, but their zeal is not based on knowledge. 3, since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. 4, Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
后来保罗他自己了解，原来基督就是律法的总结。
Later, Paul realized that Christ is the end of the law.
所以让只要信他的、信耶稣的人都得到这个律法上所要求的义。
Therefore, all who believe in Jesus can receive this righteousness that is based on the Bible.
那这个义是从神来的，是神白白给的。
This righteousness comes from God and is freely given by God.
那以前他自己也是很热心。
Back then, he used to also be very zealous.
可是他现在他知道他以前的热心是错的。
However, now he knows that his zeal was incorrect.
他现在他的关键就是他知道这个真知识。
His turning point is that now he knows the true knowledge.
他知道主耶稣基督就是那个律法上所要表达那个真实神的救恩的表现。
He knows that Jesus Christ is the manifestation of what God wants to reveal through the Bible.
那我们刚才有读到说，保罗他认为说，他比他以前同岁的人更热心在祖宗的遗传上哦。
We read previously that he was more zealous for the traditions of their forefathers than the others around him.
所以保罗他错误的知识是建立在祖宗的遗传上面。
Therefore, Paul's incorrect knowledge is based on the traditions that were passed down.
他并没有完全的按照神的律法上来做的。
He did not act completely in accordance with the law of God.
因为神的律法会让一个人很希望一个人会让一个人变得很残酷吗？应该这样说，神的律法会让一个人变得很残酷吗？残酷就是很酷，很没有爱心，很残忍。
Does the law of God make someone into a cruel person?
哦，就是看到人受苦的时候就很高兴了。
That they will be happy when they see other people suffering.
你要想神的律法，他神的律法本身 的精神是什么
？What is the spirit of the law？
旧约摩西五经里面所写的这么多条例啊，它主要表达 的重点在哪里
？The many points that were written in the five books of Moses. What are the main points？ The main point。
律法的本质是什么
？What is the essence of the law？
啊，律法的本质是什么？啊 ，love。律法的本质是 love， 还有没有
？The essence of the law is love.
圣经里面有的哦。
Anything else? It is in the Bible.
律法是。
The law is.
律法是圣洁的。
The law is holy.
律法是他说至尊的律法是律法是公义的。
The law is righteous.
我们看一下圣经，我们看。
Let's look at a passage.
看罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
律法是圣洁的第十二节，七章十二节。
Verse 12. So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous and good.
好，律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。 这是律法本来就是要让人做好的嘛。
The law originally was for man to do good.
哦，律法是叫人知道错误，对不对？
The law is for man to know what is wrong.
律法是为过犯添上的，就是为了要让人知道罪啊。
The law is for man to understand what sin is and transgression.
罗马书第七章里面一直描述，如果律法没有来，你就不知道什么是错。
Seven keeps describing, if you did not have the law, then you would not know what was wrong.
所以律法的本质是从神来的，是公义的，是好的。
So the original essence of the law is that is from God and it is good.
主耶稣在马太福音二十二章里面，最后把诫命归纳成两个重点是什么？
What are the two main points that Jesus summarizes the law in Matthew chapter 22?
是什么？
What are they?
主耶稣讲了律法。
Lord Jesus said this, the law.
哪一条最大？
What is the greatest?
最大的律法是什么？
What is the greatest? What is the greatest law or commandment?
爱神，尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart
and
all your soul and all your mind.
其次，
and what is secondary?
爱人如己。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
这就是诫命本身归纳的两个重点：爱神爱人。
And these are the two main points of the commandments that have been summarized, to love God and to love man.
律法本身就是爱，要让人做好。
The law itself was love, so that people can do good.
那可是一个很热心在律法上的人，他竟然最后会看到一个人受苦，把人家逼到讲亵渎话，觉得很高兴。
However, someone zealous in the law ended up causing people to suffer and smiling in their when they blasphemed.
那这到底是？为什么这样子？
Why is it like this?
到底保罗他哪里出问题了？
What went wrong with Paul?
我一直在想，为什么保罗他会变这样啊？
I keep thinking, how did Paul turn out like this?
因为一个人哦，如果一直很在意律法上规定是什么事情啊？
Because if someone keeps caring about what the law requires,
保罗自己说他是法利赛人哦。
Paul himself said that he was a Pharisee.
他说就律法上来说，
He said according to the law.
他是很热心的。
He is very zealous.
那可是他却不知道神颁布这些律法的要求重点在哪里啊。
Yet he did not know what the main point that God had when he established the laws.
弥迦书第六章第八节说什么？
What does it say in Deuteronomy 6 verse 4?
弥迦是麦卡。
Oh, Micah 6 verse 4.
神，世人啊，神向你们所要的是什么呢？
What does the Lord require of you?
哎，我们应该知道啊。
We should all know this.
是什么？
What is it? 6 verse 8.
来，行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
哦，那可是今天一个人对律法很热心、很懂，他最后会变得很残忍。他看起来应该不是因为律法的关系哦。
However, if someone is very zealous about the law and understands it much, then how could then they end up turning out to be very cruel? How can it be like this?
他的原因是因为他基本上他的心眼已经瞎了。
The reason is because his heart is already blind.
他已经忘记律法本身最重要的要求在哪里。
He already forgot what was the most important requirement of the law.
他只是看到律法上规定。一条两条这样子规定的字面上的意思而已。
He only sees the regulations, and the different points of the law.
所以，马太福音二十三章主耶稣在责备法利赛人的时候
，When Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees,
他说律法上那些更重要的事情，你们竟然不知道，竟然没有去行。
The most important things in the law you turned out to not have obeyed.
马太福音二十三章十六节到二十四节，我们自己去看。
We can look at this ourselves in Matthew 23.
那在这种情况。如果一个人他忽略了律法上的精神，他只是看到字面上的意义，他最后会变成他是心眼瞎的人，眼瞎的。
And if someone neglects the most important part of the law and only looks at the superficial points, then they become blind in their soul.
这就是约翰福音第九章主耶稣责备当时那些法利赛人所讲的话：你们是瞎眼的。
And this is what Jesus says in John chapter 9 when he says that the Pharisees are blind.
主耶稣是世上的光。
Jesus is the light of the earth.
要让那个瞎眼的眼睛开了。
He's the light of the world, and he will let the eyes of the blind open.
只要他能够愿意接受这个光，
as long as one is willing to receive this light,
他的瞎眼就被医治。
His blindness will be healed.
所以，当时保罗他一个眼瞎的人，是什么让他眼瞎了？
At that time, when Paul became blind, what made him blind?
眼瞎的原因是因为这个世界的王把他弄瞎了。
The reason that he was blind is because the king of this world caused him to be blind.
所以哥林多后书第三、第四章，哥林多后书第四章。
Therefore, 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们看第四章第三节。
Let us look at chapter 4, verse 3.
哥林多后书四章三节四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. For the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
第三节说，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。
Verse 3 says that if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled on those who are perishing.
那这些灭亡的人是不信的人，是被世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
But those who are perishing are blind because of the God of this age.
他们自己不让这个基督的荣耀福音的光来照他们。
They themselves do not let the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ to shine upon them.
耶稣基督他说是神，是耶稣基督是神的像啊，本来就是神的像。
Jesus Christ is the image of God. He was the image of God.
就是神在肉身显现。
That is God coming in flesh.
那表示说，当时候保罗呢，他不认识基督啊。
This means at that time Paul did not understand Christ.
当他不认识基督的时候，他的心眼就是瞎的。
And when he did not know Christ, his heart was blind.
那他心眼瞎的时候，他就看不清楚律法上所规定的重点在哪里。
And when he was spiritually blind, he did not know the most important idea of the law.
他就以他自己以为懂的，加上祖宗的遗传，很热心的去是这样去做，结果就是反而是逼迫神的。
Himself thinking that he understood, adding on the traditions of his fathers, equated in him doing something that was wrong and persecuting the church.
所以认识耶稣基督就是那个 key。
So knowing Jesus Christ is the key.
那他不认识耶稣哦。
He did not know Jesus.
当然，在那个时候，神还没有选召他。
And of course, at that time, God had not chosen him.
因为神的时候还没有到。
Because the time of God had not come.
神还在忍耐。
God was still enduring.
等到后来神选召他以后，他就明白了嘛。
Later, when God chose him, he understood.
当然，在保罗那个时候，在他还没有认识主耶稣以前，他不知道主耶稣所讲的那个话到底重点在哪里。
Before Paul had come to know Lord Jesus, he did not know the main points of what Lord Jesus was saying.
他不知道主耶稣所在这个世上这么长的时间，其实主耶稣讲过很多很多话的。
When Lord Jesus was on the earth, he said many many things, and he did not understand.
主耶稣把我们一个人要怎么进天国，在世上应该怎么生活，这些重点都讲出来了，都是。
How someone can go into heaven and how someone should behave on this earth, all these main points were spoken when he was on earth.
主耶稣配合他的神迹来印证他所讲的话。
And Jesus also had signs and miracles to support the things he said.
主耶稣在马太福音第五章里面说什么？
What did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 5?
第五章十七节。
Chapter 5 verse 17.
耶稣基督来了是要做什么？
What did Lord Jesus come to do?
约翰福音，马太福音五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
十七节十八节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 to 18. 17, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. 18, I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter nor the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
主耶稣说他来不是要废掉律法，是要成全律法。
Lord Jesus said that he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
他不是把神借着摩西所设立这一套人应该怎么过日子，能够敬畏神这个系统把它毁坏的，没有。
He did not get rid of what God told Moses how to fear God and the things to do.
他要把它成全在他身上。
He wanted to fulfill it through him.
因为他要把人所有的亏欠都把它揽在他自己身上。
Because he was going to carry upon himself all the shame of man.
那我们可以很轻松、很自由的就得到神所要给我们的义。
And we can lightly and freely receive the righteousness that God wants to give us.
得到神儿子这个尊贵的身份。
And we can receive this precious status of being a child of God.
所以不认识耶稣就是一个非常对保罗来说就是他为什么这样子的一个很重要的根源。
Therefore, the not knowing Jesus was a main reason as to why Paul was like this.
那当时候，因为保罗本身就是法利赛人哦。
Because Paul at that time was a Pharisee.
法利赛人他们当时候就特别反对耶稣。
And Pharisees at that time were especially against Jesus.
那为什么他们会这么样抵挡耶稣基督呢？
Why were they so in opposition against Jesus?
法利赛人他们怎么看待耶稣的？
How did the Pharisees view Jesus?
就是当时候保罗怎么可能认为耶稣是谁？
At that time, what did Paul think Jesus was? What could he have thought Jesus was?
因为主耶稣在世上生活的时候，特别是有关于守安息日的事情。
Because when Jesus was on this earth, there were some issues regarding the
Sabbath. 法利赛人认为主耶稣没有遵守安息日。
Pharisees thought that Jesus did not keep the Sabbath.
那其实法利赛人他们以为的安息日不是建立在摩西律法上的纯粹的安息日而已啊。
But in reality, the Sabbath that Jesus was keeping was not only based on the law of Moses.
他们认为要怎么守安息日，是又加上了很多文士跟这些祖宗所留下的遗传呢。
Because what they believed was not just what the law of Moses required, but also many traditions that man had passed down.
所以本来很自由的让人得安息，这个安息日变成一个重担。
Therefore, something that people freely received on the Sabbath became a burden.
就变成一个枷锁，把人绑住了。
It becomes something that people are bound by.
那主耶稣就把这些都把它释放喽。
But Jesus freed all of these things.
所以在路加福音，我们就看到六章、十三章、十四章，主耶稣跟法利赛人的对抗，重点都在安息日的问题。
And in Luke, we see that many issues between Jesus and the Pharisees are pertaining to Sabbath.
那主耶稣除了他在法利赛人眼中他不守安息日以外呢？他们认为主耶稣对这些祖宗的遗传哦一点都不尊重。
Besides Jesus not keeping Sabbath in their eyes, they also felt that Jesus did not respect any of their traditions.
包括吃饭以前要洗手。
For example, it included not washing their hands before eating.
包括，你怎么这些人都没在进食
？It included why he and his disciples not fast.
因为进食这件事情已经是变成他们生活的一部分了。
Because fasting had become a part of their lives.
他们认为禁食在表示对神的虔诚。
Because they thought that fasting represented piety toward God.
耶稣基督这群人，他们又吃又喝。
Jesus and his group ate and drank.
所以他们认为他们这些人一点都不尊重当时候大家公认的一些好的传统。
So these people, Jesus and his people, did not respect all of their traditions.
然后主耶稣基督又喜欢去跟那些罪人税吏做朋友。
And Jesus liked to make friends with the sinners and the tax collectors.
税吏是当时候人讨厌的人。
At that time, the tax collectors were very hated.
对法利赛人来说，这些罪人是应该要把他打死的。
For the Pharisees, they felt that these sinners should be killed.
为什么耶稣反而去跟他们接近呢？
Why did Jesus draw near to them?
这对他们来说，他们不能够了解。
For them, they could not understand this.
但是主耶稣他在那个传福音过程里面，他一再的重复说，他来的是要拯救罪人，他为的是要找寻那个失丧的人。
However, Jesus in his ministry, he often repeated that he came to save the sinners and to find what was lost.
那所以在路加福音第十九章，当主耶稣呼叫那个撒该从树上下来的时候啊。
Therefore, in Luke chapter 19, when Jesus called Zacchaeus to come down from the tree.
然后跟撒该说：“我今天要住在你家的时候。”
He said that today I will come to your house.
当时候那些法利赛人他们怎么想
？At that time, what did all the Pharisees think?
怎么这个人到这个罪人，他不知道这个人是罪人吗
？How could this person go to the sinner? Doesn't he know that he's a sinner?
但是主耶稣特别表述了一句话。
However, Jesus especially said something.
他也是亚伯拉罕子孙，他是救恩临到这个家。
This man is also a son of Abraham, and salvation has come to his house.
所以当时候对法利赛人来说，他们看耶稣有很多点，他们很不满意。
Therefore, at that time, the Pharisees saw many things in Jesus that they were not pleased with.
那主耶稣他在传福音的时候啊，特别在登山宝训呢、啊，他都说：“你们不是以前听过律法怎么想吗？但现在我告诉你应该怎样走。”
And Lord Jesus, especially of his Sermon on the Mount, he said that you heard the law was like this, but now I will tell you how you should behave.
所以马太福音第五章，如果我们注意看，你们不是听到经上有这样说吗？但是我实实在告诉你们应当怎么做了。
And in Matthew chapter 5, you will often read, you have heard that the law says this or that, but this is how you should act in according.
主耶稣把律法都向上提升到心灵的层次去。把律法规定都提升到心灵，提到心里面去讲。
He has taken all of these laws and requirements to something of the heart.
所以我们看，当时候主耶稣来对法利赛人来说是一个很大的冲击啊。
Therefore, when Lord Jesus came, there was much conflict between him and the Pharisees.
他们没有办法接受主耶稣的教导。
They could not accept the teaching of Lord Jesus.
所以他们认为，既然他们是违背神的律法。
And they felt that since they are going against the law of God,
那么这些人是应该要把他置于死地的。
These people should be put to death.
那当时候，我们现在讲到这里，就要想想主耶稣怎么，其实主耶稣他这样讲，他这样做有他的目的的。
But we must think of it now. If Jesus were to say these things, it must have a goal.
对对。
He must have had a goal.
对法利赛人来说，他们不认识耶稣，他们对主耶稣所讲的话、所做的事。他们就没有办法知道到底为什么他要这样做，他们不会想要去探讨他。
For the Pharisees who did not understand, they wanted to.
They don't know. 他们就不知道说，他们不想要去知道为什么主耶稣这样说。
They weren't trying to find out why Jesus said or did certain things.
那其实主耶稣来，他说安息日是为人设立的嘛。
But Lord Jesus came and said that Sabbath was established for man.
安息日是有恩典跟有真理的。
The Sabbath has truth and grace.
那对那律法上很多很多事情来说，主耶稣说我都把它成全了。
But in the law, for many things, Jesus said that he has fulfilled it.
那律法的本体就是基督哈。律法，我们看哥罗。
The essence of the law is Jesus.
哥罗西书第二章，来看一下哥罗西书第二章。
Let us look at Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章十三节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 13.
哥罗西书二章十三节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins.
读到十七节。
Until 17. 14. Having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away, nailing it to the cross. 15. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them,triumphing over them by the cross. 16. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. 17. These are a shadow of the things to come, of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ.
好，这里律法上、律例上所讲的那些规定啊，主耶稣都已经把它钉在十字架上了。
All those regulations pertaining to the law, Jesus has already nailed to the cross.
因为这些律法、这些规定都是后世的影，它这是一个影子而已。
Because all these laws and requirements are only a shadow.
他说最重要的那个形体、那个本质就是基督耶稣。
So most important, this reality, this substance is Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督他用他自己的生命来把这一些人在神面前的亏欠都把它补足了。
So Jesus Christ used his own life to repay for all the shame that man had.
这个主耶稣他的救恩，他是为什么叫做福音？
So that is why his salvation is called the gospel.
人不要再靠他自己能够有什么好行为在神面前被称义了。
And nobody can rely on their own good works to be justified.
因为神知道人做不到了。
Because God knows that man cannot do it.
律法你只要犯一条就犯重条。
If you,
律法上你只要犯一条就犯重条嘛。
If you commit one error in the law, then you commit all of them.
所以保罗他当时候一个法利赛人。又懂律法，可是他却是瞎眼的。他因为他不认识耶稣。
At that time, Paul understood the law, but he was actually blind because he did not know Jesus.
他并不是建立在真正那个神律法的精神上去敬拜神的。
He was not truly established in the spirit of the law to worship God.
保罗他其实是为了要借着守律法来建立他自己的义嘛。
And Paul was trying to go through the means of obeying and doing the law in order to be justified as righteous.
真正律法上的义其实是要遵照神的吩咐去做的。
But the righteousness of the law is to act in accordance with God's commandments.
可是很可笑的是，我们刚刚有读到使徒行传第二十六章，保罗他自己却是去逼迫人，让人讲亵渎神的话。
But what is funny is that Paul ended up persecuting the Christians and making them say words of blasphemy.
那他这样做，其实保罗哦，他这么热心，他其实隐藏一个很重要的一个动机啊。
And Paul being so zealous, he actually had a hidden motive.
他的动机就是他要在他同岁当中的人更突出。
And his motive was that he wanted to stand out even more among his peers.
就是他自己的权威啊。
And that is his own authority.
哎，保罗他是在那个加马利门下受教育的。
Paul received education under Gamaliel.
我们今天现在这个社会也是一样的啦。
And it is the same in our society today.
如果我的老师是某一个领域最好的人
，If my teacher is the best teacher in this field，
那通常学生都有这个 ambition。
Then many students will have this ambition.
我也要在这个领域里面，有一席之地啊。
I also want to take part in this.
所以你看保罗他这么热心，他基本上是要建立他的权威。
And Paul being so zealous, he wanted to establish his power and authority.
他有他自己的企图了，他不是只是很单纯是为神而已。
He had his own motives.
哦，所以你看，他说什么人要被定案，他要被定罪，他出来定案了，投 yes。
Oh, and when people were being convicted of their sins, he voted for them to be convicted.
我们刚刚所读过的经节里面，保罗一直提出他是在同岁人当中是更有长进。
And
在他同辈当中，他是想要最好的。
And we mentioned before that among all of his peers, he was the best.
你看，我们看一些经节好了。
Let's look at a passage.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
看第三节。
Verse 3.
使徒行传八章三节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 3.
来读一下。
Verse 3, but Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off men and women and put them in prison.
他是抱人家家里面去把人家抓出来。
He went into the houses of people to drag them out.
再看第九章第一节。
Let's look at 9, verse 1.9 verse 1, meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest
第二节
and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem.
保罗不是被派去的呢
Paul was not sent.
他是自己去求大祭司呢你给我一个信 我去抓我出门去
He himself asked the high priest for a letter so that he can go out and do these things.
今天他不是被选，他是想要突出他自己的。
Today he was not chosen, but he wanted to stand out.
他这个很强烈的那种动机是为了谁
？His very ambitious motive was for who?
因为他后来他说，其实他很热心哦，很热心哦。
He said that in fact he was very zealous.
因为我要突出。
Because I want to stand out.
所以他基本上是要建立自己的在服事上的一个领域，他是可以变成像。加玛列是在律法上最突出的嘛？哈，在律法上。
And、just like how Gamaliel was the most stood out the most in the law.
那学生当然也不能够太差喽。
And students cannot be too bad.
那学生能够做什么可以最好
？What is the best for a student to do?
逼迫基督徒的头。
To persecute the head of the Christians.
这是为什么后来保罗他说我是罪人里面的罪魁。
And that is why Paul later says that he's the chief of all sinners.
那保罗他这个错误的这些观念，他这个错误的这个服事当中，他带来一个什么结果
？And what is the result of this incorrect concept？
他的结果是他变成一个，他后来他说他变成一个亵慢神的人。
The result is that he became someone.
他是 blasphemer.
He became someone who blasphemed God.
他是一个逼迫者。
He was a persecutor.
他是一个是侮慢人的，是就是一个 insolent。就是那个侮慢人的，你知道吗
？And he became an insolent man.
他没有变成说他已经完全忘记他在律法上热心到底是为了什么了。
And he forgot why he was so zealous for the law.
律法到底是要把人带到什么地方？他已经完全忘记他的意义了。
He had already forgotten the meaning of the law.
他所看到他自己而已。
He could only see himself.
然后最后他在提摩太前书第一章十五节上，他是一个罪魁。
And lastly, he says in 1 Timothy 1 verse 15 that he is the chief of all sinners.
所以我们看保罗他这个他在回顾他所走过这一条路啊。
So when Paul looked back on the road that he had taken,
那我们就看到说，今天很感谢神，我们可能都还不是像保罗这样子。
We might say that thank God we are not like Paul.
因为我们至少我们都认识耶稣了。
Because at least we know Jesus.
我们都是主耶稣基督的门徒。
We are all disciples of Lord Jesus.
我们是跟主耶稣同国的。
We are of the same kingdom of Lord Jesus.
我们现在要来服事神。
We now want to come serve God.
我们要从保罗他的醒悟里面去看到一些重点。
From the awakening of Paul, we want to see some main points.
我今天在教会里面服事神呢。
I'm serving God in the church today.
我会不会也是会有一些错误的观念，是一直认为以为我是对的，那其实是错的呢
？Do I have some wrong concepts that I think are wrong, but that I think are right but are actually wrong?
我是不是真的认识主耶稣基督呢？
Do I truly know Jesus Christ?
我没有掌握主耶稣基督教训的那个最重要精髓在什么地方呢？
Have I held on to the main point of the teachings of Lord Jesus?
那如果我在服侍神的时候不是按照神所设定这个真知识去做的话，
If in my servitude to God, it is not according to true knowledge,
那有可能我会步上保罗的后尘。
Then it is possible that
他还没有信主以前的后尘呢。
That I will follow the same path that Paul did when before he believed in the Lord.
那最后就变成是，反而是逼迫耶稣的人。
In the end, he would turn into someone that persecuted the believers.
也就是说，造成教会不会发展的原因。
And you may become a reason that the church cannot grow.
那这个时候，如果我们是这样的话，
if we are like this,
那就太危险了。
If you're like this, then at this time it is very important. It is very dangerous.
这是为什么我们今天在这个服事的讲习里面，我们要一直让我们去反省我自己服事神的动机在哪里。
That is why in the servitude seminar we have to reflect on our motives for serving.
我的服事是不是按照真理来做的
？Is my servitude in accordance with the truth?
还是按照我自己的想法
？Or is in accordance with my own thinking?
那我没有自己，我有没有自己一个什么样的企图
？What kind of motives do I have?
我有没有什么 ambition?
Oh, do I have some sort of ambition?
我想要做什么事情是我自己想的呢？
If I want to do something, is it because I think of it?
还是因为神
I want to?
他感动我这样做的。
Or is it because God had moved me to do it?
那我们有没有想过，我会想要说，在一个什么地方特别突出我自己，说我是一个怎么样的人？
Do we also think that in certain scenarios, you want to
然后让别人
stand out so that people will see what kind of person you are?
让别人可以肯定我，哦，我是一个怎么样的人
？So that other people can assure you that you are such and such a person.
那所以，我们今天在这一个讲习当中，我们会一直重复的保罗的榜样跟主耶稣的教训呢。
So in the seminar, we will study the example of Paul and also the teachings of Jesus.
因为主耶稣他设了一个最完美的表，一个最完美的 model， 怎么样来服侍神的？主耶稣基督先设了。
Okay, because Lord Jesus established the perfect model for how to serve.
后来保罗他跟着走上去了。
Then Paul followed him.
那我们今天就是要走上这个路线。
And today we must also walk upward in this path.
但是我们要避免走上保罗他错误的热心。
But we must prevent, upon walking in the incorrect zeal of Paul.
那我们在服事当中，有时候我们也有可能会像保罗一样，他会像法利赛人一样，很注意在律法上一条、两条、三条怎么说、怎么做的。
And in our servitude, we might be like Paul and the Pharisees, who pay attention to the one, two, or three points that are written in the law that we have to follow.
就是按照这个律法上的规定，这样子一条一条、两条。
That is all these small requirements of the law.
但是忘记那个主耶稣教训里面最重点的那个精华。
But forget the most important point of the teachings of Jesus.
那所以这是一个提醒啊。
So this is a reminder.
那我们从保罗他这个过程当中啊
，from this process of Paul，
他错误的热心造成一个神不喜悦的服事。
His incorrect zeal, caused servitude that God was not pleased with.
我们每个人自己想想看的哈。
Let us all think about it.
因为我们还有一些时间可以去检讨自己。
We have some time to still examine ourselves.
很多时候我们可能还不是很清楚，就是说其实我们对道理上还不是很深入啊。
Many times we may be unclear. That is to say, we might not be very deep in our knowledge of the truth.
或者是我们所经历过的事情还不够多，我们看过的事情还不够广，很多事情我们可能没有看到另外一个方面的问题。
Perhaps the things we've experienced are not enough, or we have not seen from a broad enough point of view.
那有时候我们如果很坚持自己一个什么看法，可能会造成后面长大以后回头去看的一个遗憾。
Sometimes when we are very persistent on a certain opinion, then it will cause much regret when we look back in the future.
那有时候到这种地步要去改变的时候就很难。
And once we reach a point like this, it will be very difficult to change.
所以我们今天要不断的在真理上下功夫啊，是认识这个真理。
And today we must unceasingly put in efforts to understand the truth.
了解主耶稣基督，他要我们做真正要我们做的是什么
to understand what Lord Jesus Christ wants us to do.
那我们怎么样才能够帮助教会真的成长？
What can we do to truly help the church grow?
我们的服事能够蒙神喜悦。
For our servitude to be pleasing to God.
举一个例子。
I'll give an example.
好。今天我们大部分的人都在有教会的地方了哈。
Today, most of us are in places where there are churches.
如果有一天你搬到一个没有教会的地方去住了。
If you one day move to a place where there was no church,
然后你现在要敬拜神，要守安息，你觉得应该要聚会敬拜神。
And you believe that you have to worship God.
那
on Sabbath,
你也希望说我能够找一些人来跟我一起聚会。
And I also feel that I have to find some people to have service with me.
所以你打开你的家，成为聚会的地方。
So you open your house to be a place of worship, a place of service.
好，那。因为我们说聚会的地方要奉主耶稣的圣名嘛。
Because we say a place of worship has to be in the name of Jesus.
那你觉得我现在是真耶稣教会的信徒
？So you believe that now I am a true Jesus church member.
我们来这边聚会就是弟兄姐妹在一起，两三个人奉主耶稣的名在这里，主耶稣就跟我们同在嘛。
So we come here to have service, and when two or three people come in the name of Jesus, Jesus will abide with us.
我现在就把我的家的门口把它挂一个牌子，真耶稣教会。
So now on my door of my house, I will put a sign that says True Jesus Church.
可不可以？
Can we do that?
我打开我的家，我把它，我邀请人来聚会。
I open my house and I invite people to come have service.
守安息日。
To keep the Sabbath.
什么事情都是照真耶稣教会的规定。
Everything we do in accordance with the requirements of the True Jesus Church.
可是我要让人家知道说，我们这里是教会，这是属神的。
But we want people to know that this is a church and it belongs to God.
我可不可以自己在我的门口把它挂一个真耶稣教会的牌子
？Can I myself hang a True Jesus Church sign on my door？
可以吗
？Can we do this？
可以的，举手。
If you can do this, raise your hand。
你觉得可以的哈
？If you think it's okay, then raise your hand。
因为我们是教会，我家这里就是两三个人在这里，就是主跟我们同在啊。
Because we're the church, and two or three people, my family are here, and we begin in the name of, we gather in the name of the Lord Jesus, so He abides with us。
不可以，
you
不可以举手。
If you can't, then raise your hand.
好，为什么不可以
？Why can't you？
原因在哪里
？What is the reason you cannot？
来，谁来举手一下
？Raise your hand.
好 ，Alan， why is the reason？ 为什么你不能够过来圣约教的牌子在上？Established by the church. Okay. 也就是说，今天挂真耶稣教的名字像上去啊，是就不可以说我安息日聚会哈，我不在，我把门关起来，今天聚会暂停，对不起，公休。你知道我意思吗？你如果挂真耶稣教的名字，今天教会在这里，你安息日如果今天信徒很多人都出去。旅行了，我们各位都把教会关门关起来，今天没有聚会。
So if you were to put a sign on the door and all the members decided to go on vacation, then can you put another sign that says, "We will not have service today"?
教会就变成基督的身体，是要献给神的，哦，是圣洁的嘛。
The church is the body of Christ that must be offered to God, and it is holy.
所以要按照教会的程序来。
So it has to go within the order of the church.
所以，因为这是要连属在基督的身上。
Because it must be connected to the body of Christ.
如果我们没有的话，可能就会出问题了。
If it is not so, then there may be a problem.
我们什么问题，我们以后再说。
What kind of problem?
我们先默祷，现在已经时间到了。
Let us pray in silence because time is up.